Okay, it's 7:01 p.m. by my measure. So why don't we call this meeting to order? This is Sandy Weinman, chair of the KPFT LSB, for our regular April 13th, 2022 meeting. So thanks everybody for attending this evening. Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Thesbian, please call the roll.
Okay. I've had those tendencies for a long time. Okay, Teresa Allen. Not here. David Britton. Lillian Kerr. Did she ask for an excused absence?
Yes, she did, Mr. Secretary.
Brianna Costa.
Lost your audio, Richard.
Did I?
There you go. Now you're back.
Henry Faust.
Here.
Thank you. Robert Gardner. BG, is that you, Bob? No. Where's BG? Is that Bob Gardner? What's BG? By golly.
No. BG is unmuted, so BG, please. Is that Robert Gardner?
Okay, Pat, don't be shy, folks. Speak right up, you know. Patrick Hoyt. Wally James. Maybe these people will be on the next train. I don't know. Mike Lewis, I think I saw yours.
Mike Lewis is here.
Yeah, I thought I saw that hat.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez, I think, asked for an excuse. Sean.
Mac is back.
Mac is back. Thank you, Mac. Mama Sonia.
Here?
Thank you.
Here?
We have you. Thank you.
You only get to vote once. Frank Kratka.
Here.
I see you over there, Frank. Thank you. Nancy Tabaratomi.
I'm on.
Is that Nancy? No, no.
Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. Is Nancy on yet? I see David Britton. You're there, right? I'm kind of jumping now.
Yes.
I'm going back. Thank you. Now I haven't heard from Nancy.
She's just joining.
Jane Scheidler.
Here.
All right. Deb Shafto. William Stone said he might be late.
Correct.
Cassandra Thibodeau.
Asked for an excused absence.
Richard Uzel is here mostly. Thank you, Richard. Sandy.
Present.
Ted Weiscomb.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Williams, 5252.
I'm here, Richard.
just once, not 52 times, right?
Okay. No, not 52 times.
Egberto Willis.
He asked for an excuse. He's going to be late, right?
Correct, but he will be here. He had another meeting.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Yeah. Susan Young.
Present.
What state are you in? This.
A state of disrepair.
You don't have to answer that. I'm sorry. And I think I saw Nancy. Nancy, you here? Nancy Sabar-Naratomi? Hello, Nancy.
Nancy, yeah. Present.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay. Adriana, did you get here? Adriana?
I mean, if there's a crappy one, take the crappy one because you're really probably going to throw it out or leave it or whatever. But
are we talking about Mike's hat now? Don't do this. No, Ryan, don't do that. It's a nice hat, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, it's made in China, Panama hat.
Adriana didn't get here. Robert, is that BG, you, Robert? It's muted now.
I don't think that was Robert Gartner.
Oh, okay. And Patrick Hoyt, Wally James, Wally is here,
here.
Right?
Yeah, Wally's here.
Thank you. Dip Shafto's not here.
Did you get Teresa Allen, who joined?
Teresa Allen. Okay, Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. So, are there any objections to excusing the absences of Lillian Kerr, Cassandra Thibodeau, and Marianne Martinez, all of which emailed the entire board?
No objections.
Yes, I object. And I would like a single vote. My objection is I do not want to excuse any of them. I do not want this meeting to be delayed by...
Ed, we all want something, you know? Enough.
Let's see.
Are you withdrawing your objection? Otherwise, we will vote and you will delay the proceedings again.
I'm asking that the vote be simultaneous for all of the requests for excused absences.
Okay. I have no problem with that. Ted? We all want something. Maybe if we all vote the excused absences, you'll join 52 for 52, but that's a mystery. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
And this is to excuse those three absences, right?
All together, yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen, just Allen. I'm going to just call the last names. Allen.
Allen says yes.
Thank you. Britton?
Yes.
Foyce?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Lewis?
Yes.
McPherson?
Of course, because we waste all this time.
Sister Mama Sonia?
I stepped away. What are we voting for?
Excused absences for Lillian Kerr, Marianne Martinez, and Cassandra Thibodeau.
Yes.
And they sent in an email asking for that. That was yes. Thank you. Pratka.
Yes.
Yes. Tabara Naratomi. Nancy. Hello? Nancy, you listening? Okay. Shidley?
Yes.
Shafto, are you back? Stone's not here yet. Uzel, yes. Sandy?
Yes.
Weinman, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
I get my, Weiskel?
No.
No. Williams?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Thirteen to one.
This is Nancy with the question. Oh.
Oh, did you want to vote on that, Nancy?
Yes, right. Yeah, somebody, Deanna? I guess is the chair, said we're voting on three excusing absence of three people. I didn't catch who the three were. I know one is Egbert.
All right, stop, Nancy.
Okay, if you wait just a second, I'll tell you.
Lillian Kerr, Cassandra Thibodeau, and Marianne Martinez.
And they all sent emails in? I didn't see Marianne's.
All right, are you going to vote? You're asked for your vote, yes or no?
Well, did they send an email? That's a requirement.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, the all three
Nancy,
sent emails.
Nancy, vote yes okay. or no.
Okay, what?
Yes, I vote yes. But you know what? I like the chair to be a little bit more polite. Like
Nancy,
the chair
I'll
be
polite,
be.
But you're holding up the meeting here.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. You have the preliminary or the proposed agenda for this evening, which is emailed and posted on KPFTX. Everybody should have copies of that.
A chair?
A chair.
Chair.
Hold on. Yes.
Diana, I'm here. I want to say that I'm here.
Okay, Diana. Thank you. We have you. Yes, Richard.
I'd like to ask for a point of personal privilege to make a statement.
Go ahead, Richard.
Looking at the agenda, all those motions under the new business were made by a member that, and I'd like to say, all of the members' proposed motions are at best a misunderstanding of our role as members of the LSB, and at worst, they are a purposeful waste of this body's time and a distraction from what we should be doing. And I'm considering a motion that this LSB remove all of them from the agenda as dilatory and out of order. Thank you. Oh, and just this morning, this member sent a thing, says, I'm not clear what I had in mind. He doesn't even know what he has in his own mind. This is a waste of
time. Let's be specific. He said for item 14, Roman numeral high. Okay, so it was just the first one, but you've made a motion to remove them all. Do I hear a second?
Well, I
hear a second from Susan Young. Would you like to, I think you've motivated your motion, but
I
if you'd like
I
to,
turn it,
go
but
ahead,
I will.
Richard.
Thank you.
Okay, Richard has motivated his motion. Does someone want to speak against?
I do.
A chair.
Go ahead.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Nancy?
Well, when we make the agenda and before we approve it, we're not supposed to be debating the motions.
This is a motion about the agenda, Nancy. It's in order.
I know. We're not supposed to be debating the motions when we set up the agenda. We do that later on.
Point of privilege.
Who is that?
McPherson.
Go ahead, Sean.
I'm sorry, but I'm having difficulty following the course of the meeting over the shouting of some members. I'm just trying to track what's going on.
Yes, please keep your voices down when you're speaking. Thank you. What we're doing now, we're looking at the agenda and asking for approval. There was an objection in the form of a motion by Richard Uzzell to remove all items under Roman numeral 14, new business. The motion was seconded by Sue Young. And Ted, you wanted to speak against, please do.
Okay, Roman numeral 14.2, which is a motion that KPFT become a member of the Third World Board Community Cloth. The reason I placed that on the agenda was because I think we need to expand our audience. I think the people who belong to the Third Ward Community Cloth, the organizations that are represented in that body, can be a real asset in expanding both our listenership as well as our programming. I think it is inappropriate to suggest that this is outside of the role of this KPFT local station board.
Okay, Ted, let's keep this section brief. You've made your point, please. Do you want to speak to any of your other points? Number three, number four, or the number four being the addendum with your list of governance to-dos?
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Our standing rules say that people who wish to speak to a main motion, which I understand Richard Uzzell's motion is, have an opportunity to speak for 2 minutes. I think that you have...
Go ahead, Ted. You have one more minute. Go ahead.
Nancy, change to the floor, please.
I think you have distracted me, and I think I deserve more time than that.
Go ahead, Ted.
The suggestion that growing our audience, growing our programming is outside of the purview of this body, I think is incorrect. Regarding my motion that we do some programming related to one of the great scourges of the 20th century, blockbusting, I think is totally appropriate. KUHF has a program called The Engines of Our Ingenuity. That program talks about new ideas. I think this one is similar in that it talks about something that has been buried from discourse in our society until recently. And I would suggest that most of the members of this body
15 seconds
know what blockbusting is. And I feel that it is totally appropriate to suggest that we begin a conversation on our airwaves about this scourge.
Time, please. Thank you, Ted. Anybody else want to speak to this? I'll take one more for and one more against.
I have a point of order.
I also have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Jane?
Is that we're discussing whether the motions belong on the agenda, not the content of the motions.
That was exactly my point of order.
That is correct.
Great line.
I gave Ted license. I'm not hearing anybody else wanting to speak. Does somebody want to call the question?
I would like to speak.
Adriano, yes, do you want to speak for or against?
Well, I do not understand how a member put a motion there, was accepted, the chair put it in the agenda, and one member think that it's a waste of time to discuss these issues. I don't have that clear.
Well, it's the will of the body.
We're discussing whether it should be on the agenda or not.
Thank you, Jane. That's what I don't understand.
No back and forth, please. Address the chair, Adriana. Do not go back and forth.
I call the question.
I'd like to speak.
The question was called by Sean Kelly McPherson. Sister Mama Sonia, I hear you.
No, we were saying at the same time. I think that I think the motions should not be taken off the agenda and should stay where they are, and we can discuss them later.
Thank you. Vote. Question was called. Need a vote, please. 2/3. Is that correct, Jane?
On the agenda?
Yes.
No. Question.
I think you're right.
2/3 vote is required to carry.
Okay. Alan.
I have a question, Chair.
No.
We're voting. Nancy?
We have called for the question.
Okay. All right, hang on. No back and forth, please, Nisi. Thank you. The question's been called. We're voting, Nancy.
Okay. No, I want to know what we're voting on. All three.
Of course you do, Nancy. Nancy, please try to stay with us. We had a motion to remove all items on number 14. Roman numeral XIV on the agenda. All the new business motions that are on there. And now we're voting to remove them. An up vote, a yes, is to remove those items. A no vote is to keep them on the agenda and handle them in order.
Mr. Chair, this is just a call to question.
Thank you, Richard. Yes, you're correct.
Okay, Alan? You're here, Teresa? You're muted.
I'm sorry. Call the question, yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Casanave?
Abstain. Oh, no, I vote no. I'm sorry. No.
Okay, Foyce?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner, are you there? Hoyt, are you there? James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Sister Mama Sonia?
No.
No. Pratka?
Yes.
Yes. Sabar Naratomi?
No.
No. Seidler?
Yes.
Yeah. Shafto? Stone? Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Weiskel?
No.
No. Williams?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Yes.
Five.
That's 12 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4 noes.
It's 3/4.
More
so the motion, the motion to call the question passes. We can now vote on the main motion. Mr. Okay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair, may I ask you
tell them what the main motion is?
Yes. The motion is to remove all items on the proposed agenda under number 14, new business.
And Mr. Chair, who made this motion?
Richard Uzel.
Uzel.
Seconded by Susan Young.
Okay, Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Casanave?
No.
No. Poise?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner? Hoyt? James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Sister Mama Sonia?
No.
No. Pratka?
Yes.
Yes. Savara Naratomi?
No.
No. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Shafto, Stone, Udell, yes. Weinman?
Pass.
Pass. Weiskel?
No.
No. Williams?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Yes. Weinman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, so this one is 11-4-1. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. The motion passes. So the agenda as proposed is as shipped to you by email or as posted on KPFTX without number 14, that being void now from the vote that we just held. Do I hear a motion to accept the agenda as written?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
State your objection, Ted.
How much time do I have?
Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Well, may I ask my question? Would you answer the question?
Will you join 52 for 52? Go ahead, Ted.
Under Roman numeral XI or 11, 3 or III, it says the governance committee is supposed to report. The governance committee, by the work of this body, was forced into not meeting any longer.
Ted, you objected. State your objection, please.
I'm objecting to the inclusion of the governance committee under XI3, and I'm trying to explain why.
Well, let me save some time here. I'm going to overrule any objection, or I'm going to rule that it's on there so they can make a no report if necessary. They have the opportunity to report.
They don't. And I will appeal the decision of the chair. If you're going to not allow me to speak, you're not following propriety. You're not following Robert's rules.
And yes, I see it.
You have on the agenda, the governance committee. There is the illusion that the governance committee can possibly make a report. This body at last month's meeting decided to stifle any further action, and just now this body further reinforced it by taking off of the agenda a number of items that belong and should be considered by the governance committee. There is basically an effort by the majority of this board to silence the work of this organization, of this board, and to make us basically a non-existent body that
30 seconds
not functioning in a way that helps to promote the positive future direction of KPFT. And this is an example of the stupidity that is going on within this organization. I'm done.
Thank you, Ted. Do we have to have a vote?
Yeah.
Let's have a vote, Richard. I sustain the ruling of the chair.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, what do you
vote for? Well, Richard. Ted's objected to the agenda because he doesn't like the idea of governance being on the piece of paper so they can give a no report if necessary.
Point of order, so, Mr. Chair.
Hold on. I'm explaining this, please. And so I've ruled that they get the opportunity to make a no report. Ted's challenged my ruling. That's the vote. Yes, Susan.
Yeah, point of order, Mr. Chair. He stated his objection. And so to the agenda, can't we just go forward with the vote on the agenda? His was a speech about objecting to the agenda.
Well, he's got an agenda item he wants removed, Susan. The governance report specifically. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying no.
Great.
So, Richard, please call the roll. This is, if you vote yes, then governance stays on the agenda. If you vote no, you side with Ted's argument, and it comes off the agenda. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, this is a vote to sustain the chair's ruling or not to sustain it. Alan.
Alan says, yes, I sustain the chair.
Britton.
Yes.
Yes. Cassine.
No.
No. Four.
Yes.
Yes. Gardner. Hoyt. James.
Yes. Hoyt says yes.
What?
Was that Bob?
What are you doing? Just running by me?
You haven't been on, Bob. Sorry. Huh? Go ahead. Bob Gartner's on now. Go ahead, Richard.
Don't arrive poorly.
Okay. We read three names, and starting with mine.
All right.
What do you want, please?
Bob, Richard has the floor.
Yeah. Well, give him the floor then and not
do you want to
confuse people.
How do you want to vote on whether to sustain the chair? Okay, Bob does not want to vote. Hoyt, did I hear you?
Bob Gardner.
Yes. He said yes.
Bob Gardner.
The chair muted me.
Sorry, yes, you were out of order. Mike hit that by accident.
I am not out of order. I vote no.
Okay, good.
And quit trying to bulldog me.
Okay, we got Hoyt said yes. James said yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson? McPherson? I'll come back to him. Sister Mama Sonia?
No.
No. Pratka?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy?
Nancy votes no.
No. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Shafto, Stone, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Oh, you probably don't, you get to vote for your, yeah, okay. That's cool. William?
Yes.
Weissel?
No.
No. Young?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did McPherson vote?
Yeah, for some reason I didn't unmute. Yes, I voted yes, please.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
The agenda is accepted.
The chair has been sustained. Now we vote on the agenda motion that Venetia made.
Venetia, can you restate your motion, please?
Just the agenda as a amendment.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second for that?
I second. Okay,
thank you. Does anybody else object?
I object.
Okay. Of course.
What's your objection, Nancy?
Let's go.
This is like railroading. It just feels like, don't you think?
Nancy, we're talking about the agenda. Do you have another specific point to the agenda? Not the way the meeting is being run, in your opinion.
Okay, I'm gonna call the roll for the vote.
Go ahead, Richard.
Alan, this is agenda as amended.
Yes. Alan says yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Dave?
No.
No. Foyce?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner?
No.
No. Hoyt?
Yes.
Yes. James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Pearson?
Yes.
Yes. Sister Mama Sonia?
No.
No. Pratka?
Yes.
Yes. Tabar Naratomi?
No.
No. Geiger? You're
Wait.
Muted.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yes. Shafto, Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Weissel?
No.
No.
Who, me?
Yes, 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 Nisi.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Yes. Hmm. 13-5.
Thank you.
Ooh. Agenda approved.
Thank you. Any staff recognition anybody would like to offer? Teresa, you got your hand up? Yeah, go ahead. Teresa, Alan?
Yes, I want to thank Captain Tom Harper, who set up the activities at the Our Car Parade. I want to thank all people who contributed to the beautiful flyer that was distributed. I want to thank Nancy Sarbar Naratomi, Tom Harper, who brought three of his daughters to the event. I want to thank Sandy Weinman, Nuri Nuri, Mac McPherson, Henry Faust, and others who distributed flyers, especially Augie Gaona, who delivered items to, and dropped off, and all those who despite the long hours, were just, I think, awesome representatives of the station at that very popular public event.
Thank you, Teresa. I'd like to add Howard Reynolds' name to that list as well.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And his crew that he brought.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Susan, go ahead.
I'd like to thank all of the people who've been participating in the effort to call lapsed donors. Teresa, I know, has been just leading that charge. Robert Lee has provided his offices and phone numbers. It was great to see Deb Shafto there, and folks I know and don't know. And thank you, Dr. Franklin and Howard, for being there when I stopped by. Thank you so much, everyone who is doing this. And it's part of the way that we're raising money.
Thank you, Susan. Anybody else?
This is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy, staff for recognition.
Yes. Oh, well, not staff. I mean, I heard that on the radio there was 250,000 cars that were parked in the lots for the Art Car Parade.
All right, Nancy, and staff recognition. Not to cut you off, but let's stay on target here, please.
Yes, but everybody else is talking about non-staff participation. So I think I can ask, please remember for the next year, about this, because this is a good, way to pass out and our name and wear our name and bring our name, KPFT, especially 90.1, because people don't remember the letters as well as the 90.1.
Thank you, Nancy. Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks everybody for the kind words. That Art Car was really a really great thing this year. Richard, did you ever finish up the minutes for March 9th?
Any minutes for tonight? Sorry.
Okay. All right. We're going to defer, consideration until Richard gets us those minutes. He's been incredibly busy learning his lines for a play. Dr. Franklin, I'm going to turn the floor over to you for your report. Have about 20 minutes. If we need Q&A any more than that, we'll have to do it after public comment. Go ahead, sir.
I'll be brief. Staff reports are attached from Markeisha, Robin, and Howard. As I had mentioned in my written report, I had a brief telephone meeting with our executive director. She and I talked about personnel matters and how I perceive the station sounding as a major market station, and so we discussed some other matters. We have an upcoming fundraiser, a membership drive, which our goal will be $150,000. Just like last time, the membership drive kicks off May 1st through May 31st. The FCC requires that each station submits a quarterly issues report, which is a snapshot of the programming that the station produces and distributes to its community. We submitted our report as per FCC rules and regulations to John at the corporate office. That's submitted on time. I did, myself and Howard, we made some cold calls to lapsed members a few weeks ago. As a result of that particular meeting with Rob Lee, we're going to be formulating a committee that will be comprised of Robin, Markeisha, and several other people whose purpose will be to construct an outreach strategy to KPFT lapsed donors. So that's going to be a meeting forthcoming. And I'm looking forward to adding a newly minted community volunteer to that particular committee. Howard is continually upgrading, editing, and scheduling PSAs and promos on KPFT. He's even voice tracking PSAs and promos. These particular promos and updated PSAs really give us a fresher sound, more current sound, which adds to that major market sound that I referred to earlier. Howard is also, as was referenced, videotaping, editing, and posting video segments of the event that he was at on this past Saturday. He's going to be posting those particular items on our website. Howard is also working on a medical segment with a local physician that will premiere later on our program schedule. As I mentioned, I think an outstanding volunteer who will be assisting KPFT with our micro music events. This particular volunteer holds a master's degree in music. She's eager to work with us, and I look forward to her making some positive contributions to our outreach efforts with our micro music events and other events that she will be a part of. Howard has edited the Community Advisory Board meeting. He has edited that particular audio, and we'll be looking forward to scheduling that particular programming from the CAP meeting on HD1 and HD2 at a time to be determined. Myself and Robin, we plan to work on a letter of inquiry to the Cullen Foundation. I think that was an outreach effort, I think, initiated by Henry. And we're going to try to come up with a letter of inquiry to submit to that particular foundation with a specific goal of hopefully getting their interest in perhaps funding studio equipment upgrade. We have successfully submitted the Hershey Foundation grant. The award announcements will be made in May of 2022. We have launched our KPFT webpage as of our last meeting. The webpage features a film trailer of an upcoming micro event and video. It will contain video from an upcoming KPFT community activity. We featured Women History Month programming, which was March of Women's History Month was March. We had a documentary, History, Women in History. Soon to be scheduled will be a documentary entitled Becoming Muslim. That particular program will be on schedule on HD1 and HD2. Soon we will add the program, the Flower Power Show, which will be scheduled on HD1. Forthcoming on the 14th of this month is a micro event featuring Amy Goodman and Stephanie Wells. It will be April 14th, 7 p.m. Excuse me? I'm sorry, was there a question? As I said, we have a micro event featuring Amy Goodman and Stephanie Wells, who is the executive director of Pacifica, scheduled for April 14th, 7 p.m. And I'm going to send a big thank you to Bruce, who is a Pacifica listener, who generously paid for an email blast to be sent out to prospective attendees for tomorrow night's event. It is those types of individuals who stepped up to the plate, unsolicited, saw a good event, saw something very positive occurring here at KPFT and felt that many other people, perhaps beyond our listening audience, should be notified about the event. So I'm sure Bruce is not listening, but I really wanted to thank him for going into his pocket and really paying for that particular email blast. I plan to meet with a community representative involved with the Third Ward Community Cloth. As I mentioned in my report, this is an individual that I've known for more than 25 years, and I absolutely plan to reach out to him and talk to him and other people in that particular organization. This particular individual is mending. He's been ill, but he's expected to be better next month. Our KPFT representatives are continuously participating in our Democracy SOS grant project. As a result of those particular funds, we will be purchasing laptop computers, microphones, digital voice recorders, and editing software. And these will be for the news reporters who will be in coordination with our KPFT news operation that will hopefully be launching later on in the summer, if not into the fall. This pretty much concludes my brief report. You have my report there in your hands, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to entertain them presently.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. Susan Young, you have a hand up? Yeah, go ahead, Susan. Unmute. Challenge of unmuting, Susan.
I don't have my hand up. Sorry.
Okay. Does anybody else have a question for Dr. Franklin?
This is Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, Dr. Franklin, do you think it's a good idea to have a survey of our members about the programming? The last survey was, I think, 2015 or 14, the CAB did it.
I am happy to work with the CAB and constructing such a survey. I think in the last CAB meeting, I encourage those particular members to at their next, certainly to have another meeting at some point down the road, and that would be a good opportunity to construct such a survey instrument and help them to get that particular instrument out to individuals so that they might give us some feedback on programming. It'd also be important, I think, professionally, I think, as we look forward to trying to get CPB certification again, because there are certain requirements that CPB expects good standing public radio stations to have. And that's certainly a community advisory board that really assists, recommend programming opportunities for station management, and in addition to really taking the pulse of the community. So I think such a survey would serve as a good instrument, a barometer of sorts in terms of helping us to fine-tune our programming moving forward.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Dr. Franklin from board members, please? Teresa, go ahead. Teresa Allen, unmute, please.
Sorry. There was a survey on the website. Can you tell me how currently people can get requests or suggestions to KPFT through the website?
I get there's a survey portion on the website presently where individuals can make suggestions based upon programming that they hear, comments on programming, suggestions about musical selections and so forth. That is something that's currently available to anyone who wants to get a message directly to the general manager. I got a message as an example on a program that was on, I believe it was Wednesday from 3 until 4. When I get those types of queries, comments, I forward them directly to the programmer. I got such a couple of suggestions from listeners for, I think her name is Susan Darrell. I believe that's her name. I forwarded those particular emails. So these are kind of like instant feedback that I get regularly that I submit to those particular program hosts. And if it's a question that's regarding membership, those types of questions go directly to Robin. If there's a general manager type of question, I respond to that particular query directly.
But that would be under just contact us. If a person wants to make a comment like that, they would just go to contact us and either send it to you as general manager, to Robin as membership, or to the business manager.
Correct.
There's no other place. That's the place, right?
That's the place, yes.
Okay, and how does one apply for a show at this time?
As I mentioned several meetings ago to you, Robin is constructing that particular page. We have the same form that I guess you guys used 10, 15, 20 years ago, that she just has to upload that particular page onto our website. In addition to, as I mentioned some time ago to you, interested students in internships, those particular pages will be posted on our web page. Let me just caution you again, in addition to the many duties and responsibilities that staff have, that is a priority, but it's not a high priority, but it will get included on the webpage. The document has already been formulated. It's simply a matter of Robin putting it into her schedule and logging it onto the website and having attention be brought to it whenever someone signs up on the webpage.
Thank you. Okay. One more question.
I'm just most concerned about communication with listeners and our communication with programmers. And one of those, of course, is how a person would apply for a program. Do we have any idea, I guess, how often are we sending out email blasts? And the other question is, when do we expect this this form that a person could apply for a program? When do we expect that to be on the website?
I'm very respectful of Robin's workload. And that is something that she and I have talked about, and I'm sure that she will post that particular flyer when her schedule permits. With respect to sending out an email blast, again, I think the most recent one probably was about a couple of weeks ago, maybe even sooner, because that was it. I sent an email blast to all of the programmers about the upcoming membership drive. So these particular email blasts go out periodically when there's a big event such as the Amy Goodman event. An email blast was sent to the LSB as well as to programmers and others. So they go out quite frequently, especially when we have events that everyone needs to be informed about.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Anybody else have a question? We have, go ahead, Niecy.
Is the Amy Goodman event a fundraiser?
It is.
Okay. Thank you.
So everybody knows the Amy Goodman event is tomorrow night. A $20 donation is requested to join the Zoom meeting. Anybody else? Okay.
Does our general manager have any sites for the station that he has seen lately?
Does the general manager have any sites with respect to the new home? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
I spoke with the executive director 2 weeks ago. She informed me that certain board members had already submitted possible sites to her. And since that's going on, I, I, I withheld my particular sites that I had in my particular portfolio at this particular point in time until such time that she raises that issue with me again. But she does have some recommendations already that she's received from named board members, some several board members that was unbeknown to myself until she brought that to my attention.
Our board members?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions for Dr. Franklin?
Yes, this is Nancy. Yes.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I think it would not hurt at all. It would be probably a good thing if general manager would also tell the ED the sites that the general manager has in his hands, in his cards.
I absolutely plan to do so, but I follow protocol. I do plan to have such meetings with the ED. I don't try to set her schedule, but when she told me that this is a process that will involve the general manager, and I take her at her word, and I think there's enough time for her to share, to be shared my particular suggestions and have her take a look and make considerations of those particular requests. But I do plan to share that. But again, I don't presume to set the ED schedule. I follow protocol, and she knows that I have these particular suggestions, and I'm sure she will at the appropriate time request that I share them with her, which I will.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin.
Thank you.
It's pretty close to 8 o'clock, which is public comment. So why don't we go ahead and move on to public comment now. I'll take a stack. The chat is open. I'll try to keep up with it, but there's no guarantees. Anybody from the public want to get on the stack? Let's start a stack here.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you identify or just want to use
sure.
the last?
Sure. Yeah, this is Geraldine, also known as Ocean, from the Vegan World Radio Show on Sunday mornings.
Hi,
I'd like
Geraldine.
To be on the stack, or I could
okay.
go now. Or
anybody else?
Yes, it's Pam.
Okay, Pam, I've got you. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Captain Tom.
I see our cab member. Our cab chairman.
Yep. Okay.
Yes.
PK, I got you on the stack. Remember, you're going to get to give a report for the cab. So if you keep your, you just might want to keep that in mind as you use your time. Anyone else?
A chair?
Yes, Nancy. I'm
I
taking,
see that, Mr.
this is public comment. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to say, could the chair recognize, William Stone is now with us?
Thank you. Yes,
Bill Stone.
Yes, thank you. Okay, well, I've got three names. Let's start with those. Geraldine, you were first. Go ahead. You have the floor. 2 minutes, please.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, it's I haven't gotten the chance to listen to a meeting in a while, so it's very informative. I enjoyed Dr. Franklin's report. And from what I understood, he said that there's been a grant applied for an upgrade in the equipment. And I think one of the board members asked about a new location being thought of to open up the station again. So, yeah, I was just hoping, I know you guys can't answer my question directly, but maybe forward for the next meeting, just inform us programmers of when, just even a possible date or window of dates of when we might have a recording studio, even a temporary one, and whether the building sale has been completed and whether those, you know, money, some of those are earmarked for new location. And just give us an idea with that, because now that the pandemic is sort of, you know, transferring to a new phase and people are starting to do things again, you know, a lot of us programmers would just like to know when we could do recording in a studio again with at KPFT and have a location, even a temporary voluntary one. Just maybe keep us informed because I haven't seen that in emails either. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. And I'll remind board members, please, no back and forth. This is the public's time. Pam, go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to say that I'm really grateful to have Amy Goodman have her Zoom meeting tomorrow night. I'm participating in that. and I'm a longtime KPFT supporter. I've listened for over 30 years, and I always enjoy Amy Goodman's broadcasting. I think she does a marvelous job, and fundraising time, it's always so interesting to hear her presentations and get support for KPFT. I've also listened to Tom Hardman in the morning, though I'm not up as often as I used to be. I would catch him on the way to work, and I've now retired. I love KPFT, and all the broadcasts. I really like the news end of KPFT more than anything else. So thank you guys for doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Pam. PK, you're next on the stack here. 2 minutes, please.
Well, what I wanted to talk about was our new Chief Justice, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and to speak about the abominable way she was treated. And it reminds me a little bit of what seems to happen when I'm listening to people who are board members not be able to get along. And so people are wondering, so what does that mean? Does that mean that we won't get any work done? Do we have to denigrate individuals? I've watched more than 40 men, Republicans, walk out after one of the momentous occasions in my life, both as a black woman and as a peacemaker and conflict resolution advocate. And I think that we need help, because we're never going to move the needle forward with this way. I realize that there are crazies out in this world. Nobody knows that better than I do after February 21st, when I felt target-specific, orchestrated, terroristic attack on my being, much like some of the Republicans asking Judge Brown Jackson questions, which they had a right to, but not to define who she was, calling her a pedophilia. It is what we have to stop. I'm a woman of faith, conviction, and fortitude. I believe that humanity can heal the wounds of the past and forge a new future by getting these things right today. I'm asking for nothing these days. I'm demanding and reaching for what I want. I believe that Friday, remembered seven generations from now, will show the world I've dreamed about, as our children don't have to be at each other's throats because of their ethnicity, their colors, or even their differences in opinions. I want my grandson's life to count for something. Before the station was closed, I took my grandson to every place I've had an impact on, and one was KPFT. I wanted to show him what his grandmother does and who his grandmother is. I'm asking you to join me. I'm trying to be solution-based, but you've got to get your hands dirty to till the soil that can grow the kind of KPFT we all need.
Time.
I'm looking for the land of, you know, future health, wealth, and salvation. We need it, so all of God's children can live in harmony, because that's not the lesson that they're learning from us these past few months.
Thank you, PK. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Public comment is open. Anybody else? Okay, looks like we have a short stack today. There's still time on this agenda item, but I'm going to move the agenda, and I will ask again for a public comment after we get through a few more items here. So what we need to look at now are our task forces, and let me start by saying I want to thank Dr. Faust. I want to thank Nisi, who will in turn thank their volunteers. But at the start of the year, I said we're going to raise $50,000. We put a good dent in that between these two programs of calling lapsed donors. Thank you, Teresa, and 52 for 52, and the work that Dr. Faust has done in obtaining the equipment. So, Dr. Faust, I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sandy, there's not much to say in terms of, you know, where I'm at. I'm still calling people, still approaching different foundations. There is the Borealis that actually there might be an avenue for that. It's kind of been a challenge to get in touch with my point of contact. So right now I'm just trying to reach out to people and get them to call me back right now. So that's where we're at.
It's hard work. It's not easy getting grant money, and it's a long road, ups and downs.
Nobody wants to give it away.
It's like they say, you don't finish if you don't start. And you started, and you put a good dent in the beginning. So we'll continue to work on that, and that's just something that will be around.
Yes, sir, and I realize it's a lot of work, so just keep at it.
Thank you for what you're doing. Nisi, Ms. Williams, do not give me detention. I had enough of that earlier in my life. So teach, tell me what's going on.
All right, so first of all, thank you to all who donated to the 52 on 52 campaign. As of 7 o'clock today, because I checked it 7 o'clock today, 7 p.m. today, rather, we have raised $12,231. That's $12,127 with people going through the website and PayPal or whatever. And it's $104 from Facebook. Out of that, it was 102 people who donated. So that's where we are, $12,231 as of 7 p.m. today. Thank you. Let's keep that up for the next fundraiser. I know it's been some back and forth about people not donating. Hey, you do you. That's all I got to say. But at the end of the day, we're a board. Boards raise money. That's what boards do. If they don't pay the money themselves, they find somebody to pay the money for them. That's how it goes. I'm on 5 boards. Every last one of them I'm paying out money to. So with that being said, thank you again to those who donated. And that's it.
52.
Okay, Richard.
Nisi, is this like a one act play, or are there additional fundraisers coming?
There are additional fundraisers coming, but the one that I'm going to bring up in a, well, when are y'all going into May? So let's say June, maybe before then. Everybody has to participate. It's a fundraiser where the board that I'm on, the Educational and Charitable Foundation of Houston, they sold $100,000 worth of popcorn. They raised half of that, which is $50,000. They did it in 4 days. Wow. Let me say it again. They sold $100,000 worth of popcorn. They made $50,000 off of it. And the fundraiser from that company only lasts for 4 days, so you gotta get your ducks in order, get your people in order. The day the fundraiser starts, you got to go after it, because you only have 4 days to sell. And it, like I said, it's doable. People are making money all over the place with this. Hopefully we can do the same. But we're not gonna do the same if everybody does not participate. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know who paid. I don't know who donated $52 or not. All I looked at was final numbers. I can't tell you that. So I don't know who donated, except for Stephanie Wells, who said when she was at the meeting, she was donating. And Sandy told me he donated. So
I donated.
Of course I donated. Thank you, Mike. Other than that, unless you told me one-on-one, I don't know who donated. So, and I can gather with the comments in the chat, people have been having conversations about donating. I don't know what the problem is. I really, it boggles my mind. That's all I can say. I come from the West Coast. We pay money for everything. I'm done talking. I'm done.
Thank you, Niecy. If you didn't notice, you're in Texas now.
I miss Paula.
And,
okay.
Could I?
Yes, Richard, go ahead.
It's just only one comment. It's not 52. I don't get much, retirement. I get a little,
okay. You know,
a little veterans check, but, I can, hitting that 52 would have been a bump in the road for me. So I cut mine into four pieces of $13 a month and I can swallow that, but, I'm just glad that we have that, Niecy's, leadership. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Richard.
And thank you, Niecy. Richard's right. Actually, $4.33 a month would get it. And I will tell you, we have 24 members on this board, plus Dr. Robert Franklin. 19 of you stepped up and donated. 5 did not. So we did pretty good. It's a good first step forward. And Teresa, if you don't mind, I'm going to steal some of your glory here for your lapsed donor call campaign. It raised $5,564 and we recovered 46 members. That's terrific. That's huge right now. So the board efforts to date, not counting what Dr. Faust has raised through his efforts, we're $17,795 of that $50,000 goal. We're going to be doing popcorn and other things. And I hope that everybody will get on board and work toward fundraising, goodwill, and outreach. At its core, that's what we need to be doing and not distracted by other items. So excellent job, everybody. Let's keep up the good work. We're marching on toward what we're going to accomplish by the end of this year.